Part 1. Movie Wishes and Hollywood Dreams. Chapter 1. Fortune Cookie Fabulous. My personal stretch limo, very pink, of course, and decked out in plushy velvet seats, is pulling up to the crowd of fans and photographers outside the theater. Lights, camera, action. The red carpet is rolled out before me. Little moi, be still my heart. A white-gloved hand taps on my window. It's my cue. Someone very handsome opens the door. I step out to the click, click, click of cameras. The fans are screaming. They hope for a smile, a wave, or an autograph. Naturally, I oblige. Are you kidding? I live for this moment. Maeve, who are you wearing? Are the rumors true? Is Maeve and Ardo finally tying the knot? Maeve, are you really selling your mansion in Malibu? Smile, Maeve. Maeve, is it true you've been asked to play the role of Eliza Doolittle in the remake of My Fair Lady? Maeve, why are you drawing a gigantic pink marshmallow? Asked my brainiac little brother, Sam. I was sitting at the kitchen table, right in the middle of my all-time fave movie star fantasy, until Sam's rude question popped it. I threw my arms over my notebook. It's not a marshmallow, Sam. I'm trying to design the perfect dress for my future movie premiere. If I'm going to be a famous star, I have to totally look the part. Hello? Sam leaned in again. Well, you sort of look more like a pink s'more than a famous star. Sorry. He smiled sweetly. How could someone so adorable be so annoying? Obviously, the picture was supposed to be me. I mean, the girl in it had long red curls like me. I thought my dress looked just fabulous. It was a flapper dress, vintage style. The flappers were the it girls of the 1920s who wore lots of pearls with short, loose dresses, awesome for dancing in. Classic vintage is so timeless. I sighed dreamily. But when I looked down, I saw the terrible, terrible truth. Sam was right. My design was definitely coming out more like a pink s'more than a red carpet-worthy outfit. I chewed the end of my pen. Okay, Sam, I know. How about, when I'm famous, I'll just make Gitani my personal stylist? I clapped my hands together. Voila! Problem solved. Gitani is the fashionista of the BSG. The BSG stands for the Beacon Street Girls. It's kind of like a best friends club. There are five of us in all. Avery, Charlotte, Isabel, Gitani, and moi, Maeve Kaplan-Taylor. I told you it looked funny. Sam pretended to start walking away and then dropped to the floor. Stealth mission! He shouted and slithered toward me on his elbows. He reminded me of a pygmy copperhead snake. I saw a picture of one in my science book once. Ew, Sam! I shrieked. Get off the kitchen floor! That's so gross! Sam's life goal, so far, was to be an army dude. In fact, he was pretty much obsessed. I thought it was kind of weird for a 7-year-old, but it seemed like adults thought it was cute or something. Whenever Sam wore his army camouflage and crawled behind the furniture, my mom would say, "Don't you just love that little cutie?" Of course I loved that little cutie, but seriously, I'd had about all the army stuff I could handle. Just then, I heard a bonk from underneath the table. A tiny hand shot up and snatched my notebook. Mission accomplished, Sam cried. Headquarters alert, headquarters alert. The eagle has landed. Repeat, the eagle has landed. Sam, that's mine. Give it back. My little brother was really good at school and pretending to be an army guy, but his best talent was definitely being a major tease. I grabbed my notebook and pulled it as hard as I could. Sam pulled, too. I said, give it back! We were both yanking with all our might when suddenly the front door burst open. Mom! Sam exclaimed, letting go of the notebook. Sam! I went flying backward and landed flat on the kitchen floor, hugging the notebook to my chest. Oh, thanks for that.